Nolte, 57% believe Democrats use illegal immigration to build permanent majority. By John Nolte on April 9, 2024. The issue of illegal immigration is not a divisive one among normal people. The latest polling shows that Americans are united on all the important questions, including whether or not the Biden administration opened our southern border to illegal immigrants to rig the system and give Democrats a permanent governing majority. Rasmussen Report surveyed 1,085 likely voters between April 3 to 4 and found that 82% do not believe illegal immigrants should be allowed to vote in U.S. elections. Only 9% disagreed. When asked how important it is to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in U.S. elections, 78% said it was important. That includes 62% who said very important. Here's the key number. Rasmussen asked if those surveyed agreed or disagreed that the Biden White House is encouraging so much illegal immigration in the hope that those illegals will eventually become voters and create a permanent majority for the Democrat Party. A clear majority of 57% agreed with that statement, including 43% who strongly agreed. Only 37% disagreed. Among black voters, 47% agreed, while only 43% disagreed. Among Hispanics, 68% agreed, while only 24% disagreed. The only split decision was on this question: how likely is it that the outcome of the 2024 presidential election will be influenced by illegal immigrants voting? A plurality of 45% said it was likely, while 44% disagreed. So, with numbers like these, why would Democrats continue to defy voters and push so hard to import millions and millions of illegals? Because Democrats only care about one voting bloc, and that's their hard left base. Without that base running out to vote, Democrats are doomed. So they have to appease them and hope the corporate media can come up with the lies needed to destroy Republicans like former President Trump. Then there's the whole governing problem. Democrats can no longer govern and hold on to that far left base. That base opposes law and order, low taxes, decent schools, and affordable housing. This results in people fleeing blue states like California, Illinois, and New York. This is a problem because each state is allocated congressional seats, and the electoral votes that decide the president, based on population. The population count is based on the U.S. Census. The U.S. Census doesn't differentiate between American citizens and non-citizens. See how that works? Another way Democrats seek to create a permanent majority through illegal immigration is by allowing illegals to vote in local elections. Democrats cannot win elections on merit. Without billions of dollars in free corporate media support and illegal aliens and cheating, Democrats would have no chance of becoming a permanent majority. Everything they touch gets worse. So they import millions and millions of ringers, give them a driver's license, refuse to clean up the voting rolls, and there you go. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.